This, I'm not even going to say I think. I know this is a first. I have never had a newt in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Ivory, please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Ivory Detter, and I am the seasonal park interpreter at Withrow Springs State Park. So I'm just there from Memorial Day to Labor Day, but oh, it's been a fun 3 months so far.
And you brought me a newt.
And I brought you a newt. This is actually a central newt, and he's in what's called his eft stage. They actually have three life stages. So they start out as tadpoles with gills, and then they transform into what's called an eft. And they spend about 2 to 3 years living on land, and they have this really brighter orange coloring, and that's what's called a warning color because he's toxic. He has a form of neurotoxicity that wards off any potential predators. Even just handling him earlier, he smelled bad. He kind of made my hands a little tingly. So you've got to be really careful with these guys. And then
I just want to point out to listeners that he's in a terrarium type thing. Yep. He's not just rolling around on my desk with his toxins.
Right. And then after about 3 years, he goes back to his pond environment, whether it's a pond, a lake, a stream, and he turns into a completely aquatic animal.
How do you catch a newt?
I lifted a rock, and there he was. I got really lucky. I've never seen one of these guys in the park, but apparently they're pretty common.
And Ivory, you mentioned that you were kind of trying to find a snake to bring in.
That's right. I was trying to find a ringneck snake. These guys are about the size of a pencil, tend to be gray to black and brown. They have a little yellow ring around their neck. Parents really love ringneck snakes because obviously they're pretty small. They're not going to cause any damage if they happen to bite your kid. So that's what I was planning on bringing. Because even if you're afraid of snakes, the ringneck snake's a pretty friendly little guy.
My colleague Antoinette Greta, who has an office and studio about three doors down, would still not like the ringneck. I can vouch for that. I want to talk about the eclipse coming up in a moment, but let's talk about Withrow Springs Park because a lot of people, I think, know about Devil's Den and they know about Mount Magazine and Mount Nebo. This is a great gem.
Yes, it is absolutely the hidden gem of the Ozarks. That's what I like to call it, because you just go down into this little holler and you disappear to almost another time. You've got tons of wonderful natural resources, whether it's Withrow Spring itself, which was named for Richard Withrow. He came to Arkansas from Tennessee back in 1832, and he established one of the area's very first grist mills. And that's just a hydraulic mill that grinds some kind of grain into flour. And he decided to settle in the area, and he was so known that we actually named the park after him.
Withrow Springs is how far from downtown Huntsville?
About 5 miles.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like you're in the country, but you're right there next to the modern amenities of town.
And also, there's a swimming pool.
There is.
I mean, like
a modern swimming pool.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We just got that replaced about 10 years ago, but there was a swimming pool back in 1965 whenever the park was very first established. So it's a big draw from the local community.
Camping and all that as well.
We've got 30 AAA campsites and then 10 walk-in sites that are completely primitive. We just got those put in last year. So they're brand new and they're absolutely wonderful.
Where would you walk in from?
You go to the actual campground and you park and you walk anywhere from 100 feet to a quarter of a mile. They're not very far walk-in sites, and you have a nice paved path.
Now, is Withrow Springs, I think I know the answer to this, is Withrow Springs going to be a good place to see the 21st eclipse?
Absolutely. Okay, so we aren't getting the total eclipse here in Northwest Arkansas, but we're going to be able to see it at about 93% of its totality. So it's going to be pretty good to view, and I'm really excited about it.
All right. Along with the newt, you brought in a cereal box.
Yes.
And you tell me that this is one way you can watch the eclipse?
That's right. So, of course, we've been hearing it all over the news. You do not want to look at the sun or the eclipse with your eyes. You will burn your eyes. So don't do that, please. So I made this little what's called a box viewer in about 2 minutes. I got a cereal box, foil, duct tape, and a piece of paper, and that's all it requires. You just measure a piece of paper the size of the bottom of the cereal box, and then you tape it in the bottom, and then you close the top, and you cut out two squares on each side. And you cover one square with foil.
Tin foil,
that's right. And you poke a hole in it. And then you face opposite of the sun, and you look in this one open side of the box, and the sun peers through the hole in the other side, and you get a projection on the piece of paper.
So the sun's behind you.
The sun's behind you. That's right.
And then it's coming through that the little hole that you made in the tinfoil.
And so you're not actually viewing the sun. You're viewing a projection, but you can absolutely see the entire eclipse. So it's a good way if you don't have eclipse glasses, which you can buy at Walmart or get at the local libraries for pretty cheap. It's a good way just to make. It's a good project with your kids or whatever. So I'm going to be making a couple of those for the eclipse viewing.
What else will be happening? Will there be other things on the 21st at Withrow Springs? I mean, welcoming people? And
you know, I'm going to be set up at the Keith Ham Pavilion for about 30 minutes before the program and 30 minutes after, because the eclipse actually lasts from start to finish a couple hours. So I'm going to be there just welcoming people and giving facts about the eclipse, answering any questions that they have, and also talking about what happened, you know, 500 years ago when there was an eclipse, when all of a sudden in the middle of the day the sky was darkening. There was a lot of lore and legends about what the goings on were at that time.
Now, August 21st is a school day.
That's right.
I mean, we're not here to tell people what to do, but gosh, these don't come around that often.
That's right. So I suspect that a lot of the teachers are going to be preparing for this for quite some time, and then it happens in the very middle of a school day. So I'm sure they're going to be going out and showing their kids. So I'm here to draw the adults in. I want to have all the parents of the kids come out and hang out with me. And that way, when your kids come home from school, you guys can have something in common to talk about, and you'll be like, hey, listen to what I learned from Park Interpreter Ivory.
What else? Any other things that are happening between now and the unofficial end of summer, Labor Day at Withrow Springs?
You know, we have programs Thursday through Sunday, and I try to have 3 to 4 programs a day. And if you come into the park and you don't see anything on the program schedule that you like, I'm happy to venture out in the park with you. We'll go wade around in the spring and find crawfish or whatever it is that you would like to see. We'll hike some of the trails. Just track me down.
That pink sheet that you brought with you, is that a list of some of the things?
This is actually all the things that I have going on this weekend. So you're welcome to take a look at that. And
Plants Strike Back?
Okay, that is about all the defense mechanisms that plants use, because they don't have arms and legs and things to defend themselves against herbivores. So I talk about some of the ways that they do deter them.
When did your interest in all things natural begin?
It's been forever. So I grew up and I loved animals. I loved being outside, gardening with my dad. You know, that's how I grew up. And so I've always been around things in nature. But it wasn't even until last year. My sister actually got a job at Queen Wilhelmina State Park. Shout out to them.
In Mena.
That's an awesome little state park. And they have a park interpreter there named Melissa. And I, after hanging out with her a little bit, I said, you know, this is what I need to do, because you get to hang out with guests in the camp all day. You get to play all day, play in the water. I mean, before I came here, I was literally fishing around in the spring, looking under rocks, just trying to find anything to interest any of the guests in the park and you.
Yes, and you so, found the newt.
And I found the newt.
Did you name the newt?
Newt. His name is Newt. His
okay,
name is
Nate.
Yes.
I did. You say you're the seasonal park interpreter.
That's right.
So the day after Labor Day?
About the day after Labor Day will be my last day in the park. And there are full-time interpreters that are at the park, you know, year-round. But Withrow Springs State Park is very seasonal. So I'm there whenever there's a lot of guests and traffic and people to entertain.
Do you go some to another park then for the rest of the?
Hopefully.
Okay, oh, I gotcha.
Hopefully.
Well, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in southeast Oklahoma in the Tallahena area, so a little ways away from here in the Ouachita Mountains. And I never realized until I moved into the Ozarks exactly how different it is. And it's amazing. They're going to really have to kick me out of the park come September. So,
ever have a bear sighting at Withrow Springs Park?
I have not yet, but it happens. You know, just a few weeks ago in Huntsville, I say a few weeks, a few months ago in Huntsville, they had to remove one from the city park. So it happens quite often.
They're just as scared of us as we are of them.
You know, I like to tell people bears are like big dogs because most of the time when you see them, they're so happy. They're playing, they're scrounging around for food. They're not just looking to track you down and eat you. They're concerned about other things like eating. Not you.
But you don't want to approach them like you
absolutely
would a big dog.
Absolutely not. Right? Absolutely not. No. Whenever you see a bear, the best thing to do is just back away and go on about your business and get as far away from the bear as possible. Because, like, while they are cute and you might want to approach them, they can still be really dangerous and territorial.
All right. The programs are Thursday through Sunday. It looks like some days they start as early as 10.
Yes, sir.
And some evenings you're starting things with Campfire Stories at 8:30.
That's right. I have some really late programs, Star Stories. I do some weekends. It starts at 9:15 and goes till 10:15. And then I usually don't go any earlier than 10 o'clock in the morning just because that gives people a chance to get up and have breakfast.
And you don't have to be a camper.
No, absolutely not.
You can just drive over for a field day.
If you're just traveling through or if you're from Fayetteville or Bentonville, wherever you're from, just drive on over to the park for a day and hang out with me. I'd love nothing more.
All right. What time on the 21st, the day of the eclipse, which is on a Monday, can people start showing up and hearing you talk?
Probably as early as noon. Technically, the program is going to be from 12:30 to 1:30 because the peak of the eclipse happens about 1:13. But I'm going to be there probably from noon to 2.
All right, Ivory. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ivory Detter is a seasonal park interpreter at Withrow Springs State Park near Huntsville, and she visited the Anthony and Susan Hoy News studio last week with the newt she found earlier that day. The park will be holding a special eclipse program 2 weeks from today on August 21st. We'll have more stories related to how the area is celebrating and viewing the upcoming solar eclipse over the next 2 weeks on Ozarks at Large.